This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only and not those of Free FM.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good morning. This is From the Fringes, a program about alternative provocative views. My name's Jack Elan. We've got Jenny here.
Kia ora, good morning.
Jeff and the wonderful
everybody.
Rod.
Good morning.
Now, Operation Police Blue Santa, the police have been answering 50,000 call-outs to violence and so forth in Taranaki, and they're launching a Christmas appeal. But I would like to change it to the Red Santa Community Common Law Practitioner Appeal. That's my red colour up here.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah. As Christmas comes around again in our own land, it's time to be together, take each other's hand, a chance to share the good times in the summer sun. Another family's holiday has begun. It's Christmas in New Zealand and the time is right for saying I love you and watching stars at night, for barbecues and swimming out across the bay. How lovely to spend Christmas in the Kiwi way. So may your Christmas not be an Xmas, okay? That has to be a real focus, because with all the commercialism and everything else, will people really be there for one another? Okay, now, Hipkins is the preferred Prime Minister. The party Maori, although Kingi was rejected, has been accepted, but they're down to 1%. They need to do a lot of work together to get the vote of the people for next year.
They do.
And Super Council and Resource Management Act has gone. The Resource Management Act. Apparently they've changed it totally.
Yeah, they're splitting it into two parts, because there's some things that you want to preserve for 10,000 years and it doesn't have to come up for consultation every week when someone wants to put up a fence. And the other stuff is, if you own your own land, you should be able to do the stuff on it and get on with it. So those are the two separations I see, Jack.
And we're sort of challenging them, and next year we've got independent candidates standing on policies and so forth. So how do we make the council transparent and keep them honest? You wanted to do prosecutions or something? Or?
Well, obviously, 52 people have stood for council in Hamilton, and obviously the 14 are meeting tomorrow, plus one, which is the mayor, and so we're going to attend that and listen to it. But you and I have asked that we get the names, address, and basically date of birth of any of the former staff that may have done some criminal activity. So that means the ones going forward are going to behave themselves, because they know that there's a new sheriff in town.
Right. Now, there are 29,000 incorporated societies who don't want parent bodies beating up on them. Head office up in Auckland wants to steal our lodge. We're drawing a line in the sand against corporates taking over and double-dipping, wiping out free connection to the spirit. So as being community warriors of light, we're having our finished break-up due this Sunday. So it's been wonderful having you come along and become a member.
Yeah, right. The Theosophical Society is something I had in my younger days, a group of people who allow freedom of thought and talk.
Yeah.
And you bring that spirit here onto the radio, and that's why your numbers hit 600 last week, Jack.
Yeah. Okay, so Jenny, this letter you sent to the Maori Queen,
yes.
we're part of the Queenie
actually,
Council representing tikanga and rights of Maori and self-determination.
Actually, it was an email to Turanga Waiwai asking if I could have a hui or council with representatives of Queenie Nawai Hono I Te Pō.
Yeah.
And what I said was, I have been colonised.
Yep.
Like all of the other Māori.
Yep.
And our sanity and everything we have would be improved if we could return back to sovereignty.
Self-determination.
Unto themselves.
Yeah. Now, Rod has just been explaining the difference between civil law and common law. In civil law, it's kind of like Russia and everything. It's like Moses writing the law in the tablet. It's written in stone. But it's not really sort of tikanga or love of the people or common law. Is that right, Rod?
Well, common law allows gaps in the legislation to be made by the judges. And so that's why case law is such an important thing. So as the cases build up, the law becomes clearer and clearer. With regards to Yanni's question, with regards to having a sovereign nation, it's interesting because of the written English language.
Yes.
And so...
Yeah, we preferred to speak English in the 1800s, was it? Yeah, we preferred to speak English because our te reo Māori... or the precursor to Te Reo Māori, wasn't well respected. Like, people didn't know across the globe what we would have been saying.
Yeah. But here we have with international human rights, okay, the rights of everyone, there is a need to recover the meaning of social responsibility and the common good. We cannot but be our brothers and sisters' keeper. Now, that's when I'd like to bring this up. Guns, knives, drugs and violence on the increase in New Zealand. Sally's and Auckland Mission need to protect common people. They haven't brought out their answer to what the government wants to do and penalise people on the street in one thing or another. And we've had violence on our streets here in Wellington Street, whereby a person asked this person to give way, this person wouldn't give way, okay? So he jumps out of the car and chases after the person with a knife. And up Auckland now, you've got a person being stabbed on a bus. He hops off the bus and later on he dies.
Yeah.
So we've got murder going on in our communities. What we need is we need to teach rights and responsibilities, and we need to teach common people fronting up and being true citizens, because this is affecting the whole of us, mainly the underclass. And as we go into the elections next year, there's going to be total chaos with the underclass if we don't get them to front up and become honest citizens. What
and
do you think, Jeff?
What's the cause, Jack, that guy stabbed them? I wonder. It's, have you ever heard of being medicated by our health department? That is it.
Yeah, well, there's
so
a lot of...
putting them on meds and these guys are becoming psychotics because of the drugs.
Yeah, but we need to deal with solutions to all these problems.
Get them off the drugs. Pretty bloody simple. Spoon of honey every day.
And then you've got rights and responsibilities and common law. So if people don't know their rights, the whole world's going to go to hell on a handcart, and the underclass is just going to get beaten up. There's going to be more suicide. And here it says application of the New Zealand Bill of Rights Act to homeless persons and street-involved youth. Applicable law. Right not to be subjected to cruel, degrading, disproportionately severe treatment. Freedom of movement, freedom from discrimination, freedom from unreasonable search or seizure. Right to natural justice. But if we don't get people to respond in a proper manner and they're reacting violently, what's going to happen to our societies, Rod?
Well, that bus incident, from my perspective, is just an anomaly. Many, many people use public transport with no problems, but it does need to be addressed. How? I'll leave that to the experts. With regards to, there's lots of rural environments out there, and that's one way to make yourself safe is to go for a long walk on the beach.
Yeah, so we need to teach advocacy training in our families. You've been talking to Steve just lately, haven't you?
I spoke to him 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, so how are we getting on with our parental support? Father, mother, mentoring, suicide prevention,
well, at the moment,
ministry to mental health?
Well, at the moment, it's not really going. Actually, Mr. Evans is at Parliament at the moment.
What's he fighting for down there?
anti-vax stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the High Court has just released the ruling over the Pfizer vaccine, but it's not available to the public.
What did you want to say about that, Jeff? You had something here on medical misadventure and what's going wrong.
I recently had a dental condition. It happened a long time ago.
Yeah.
So this is basically, we're giving notice here to the basically the Waikato Hospital and also Health New Zealand and Te Whata Ora, that the head of the ER, Dr. Martin Harvey, your resignation is going to be called for over malpractice. You've basically got unqualified medical practitioners, which is your nursing staff, in my case, for instance, making a diagnosis, then going through sending me away to the Anglesey Medical Centre where another nurse made a diagnosis. And I didn't get to see a doctor. The doctor prescribed me with painkillers. I did not ask for painkillers. I actually asked for a referral to facial dental in the Hamilton Hospital so I can actually get an x-ray of my jaw to find out what the problem is.
Yeah.
The dental nurse that extracted it was out. She actually shouldn't have touched it because
it's a jaw
injury.
But coming back to the Pfizer, what do we hope to get as a response to our inquiry into, are we saying that vax wasn't really necessary, that a lot of people died unnecessarily? Well, what are we saying with it?
Well, we would hope that Pfizer would have been found guilty of coercing our government into making the government.
So how many died at that time because of the vaccine? A lot of died of heart attack and so forth.
Oh, well, I was vax injured.
Yeah, yeah. And I knew a couple of people who died, who went to hospital, and the vax was forced upon them and they died of heart attack.
There was quite a few companies producing the vaccine, Jack, and it was basically where mankind became a guinea pig.
Yeah,
There were no trials. It is grounds for a civil action.
But when you're talking about advocacy training, okay, advocacy which allows you to apply for funding. Advocacy with causes and endorses family restoration, including advocacy for children. Advocacy with causes requires a proper social structure empowering mothers and fathers to heal themselves. So this is a no-brainer, this advocacy stuff. And with what the government is doing, you know, we've got our online harm reduced as under 16s can't hold accounts anymore over in Australia. They're going to bring in here. So our children need to learn sports instruments and learn to be more social. So we can see that as we go into AI taking over and this sort of thing, big tech companies are like rats monopolizing everything with artificial distribution machine, false currency. It seems to me the social structure is going to collapse in our society, so advocacy is going to be needed, isn't it? We're going to need to teach common law to people. We're going to need people to be reasonable and understanding. I'm just looking ahead into the future. If we've got murders, killings going on, you know, on roads where people are not giving way and people attacking one another on buses, and if the government, if National's not going to do anything about it and just take care of all the rich, what's going to happen to our society? It's going to total collapse.
So here's a question. Do you want gated communities, Jack? Because that's another situation where cars can run to any road on New Zealand. But what if you had communities where those roads were with a drawbar and bits and pieces and you've got... So what's your feelings on that to make areas more secure?
No, we don't want people locked out. We have to transform people from the bottom up. We need funding to go into healthcare. We need to take care of people in society. We need to have a community focus. And this is why I started Rainbow Ribbons. You need buddy supporters. You need healers. You need supervisors. And we're human rights champions and defenders.
I actually talked about how we sent people to pray for Queenie Nawai.
Yeah.
And she accepted.
Yep.
That was, like, amazing. The New Zealand Suicide Prevention Trust, we did that.
So we're doing this transforming work now, and this is why we started the Orange Amber movement. And I was talking about the face clock, which is a mobile chariot, and you blink 12 times and you'd experience the sevenfold intensified spirit and divine radiance, and you learn how to smile, because unless you're at fourth level... And as a manifest son, transforming society, nothing's going to happen. You need the Lord Jesus Christ to work in people's hearts. Right, Jeff, you were going to...
Excellent introduction to my segment, Jack. The Lord Jesus Christ to work in your hearts. Here we go, everybody. This is Food for Thought. It's a segment I encourage Jack to let me do. From the Fringe of 3FM, 89, 11, 11, 25. The problems facing humanity's future, some from our past. Today's letter is why. Yes, there are 100,000 things that need fixing on this planet. Infrastructure of all countries is constantly being procrastinated on. The problem is systemic due to this constant bungling incompetence of bureaucrats who are chasing bottom lines and gambling with taxpayer funds on the international stock markets. KiwiSaver's not a savings account. These amateurs are gambling on stock that has been constantly fluctuated by this corrupt system. America, back in the 80s, devalued its dollar so foreign product cost more and all of their products sold for less internationally. The actual flow-on effect was an international devaluation was that Japan's economy collapsed and they've still not recovered. Japan's done what New Zealand needs to do, and that is to drop financial interest rates to zero. Armistice Day. A peace accord was signed by the actors in the theatre of war at 11 a.m. in 1918. Today's gathering for the victims of police crime at 11 a.m. today here in Hamilton has been postponed. This week's word for the new millennium, Yabulon. It is a new way of spelling the supreme being that these delusional flea masons worship. They must accept him before joining the lodge. This type of psychological ritual is similar to almost all religious organisations. It's just another form of mind control to subject people to a certain will, hypnotised by ideology. Similar to Muslims that bow in the direction of Mecca and all think that a black stone on the corner of the Kaaba was given to Abraham by Gabriel whilst building it. They are completely 100% delusional, mesmerised by their unqualified speculative conjecture fabricated by their predecessors. That black stone is likely argorine, or a form of agate, azdite, a form of argillite, or possibly alunite, or simply obsidian, which is only pretty much found here in New Zealand. I'll analyse it after I've crushed it. And next week's end for my alphabet soup will be the letter Z, Jack, for Zion, Zoological Preservation of All Species on Earth. And YouTube. I've just started another YouTube account. If you people want to go and have a look at what I've been saying on Jack's show for the last 6 months, it's going to be finished loaded. It's Food for Thought, and it's spelled F00D, S0R, T-H-0-U-G-H-T. I use zeros, and it's just, if you put that Food for Thought into your YouTube, you won't find it straight away. Just add part one to that search, and it should bring up my brand new account. Thank you, Jack.
Yes, well, you raised a good point about the Muslims, because yesterday I went for a walk or a run down the road in Silverdale Road, and all these Muslims were playing basketball, and they had the hijabs on and everything else, which is and one person's name was Muhammad. And I said, well, Muhammad's wife was Fatima.
Yep.
And that's why the Catholic nuns, they wear the hoods. And now the Muslims are wearing the hijab. And, you know, I got on 100% with them. They loved me.
Yeah.
We were divided into two teams. We were passing the ball to one another. And belonging to the Theosophical Society, I represent a universal understanding of all religions where we share and love one another. There's no terrorists amongst us. So that is my solution to what's going on. And Jeff here, he has become a member of the Theosophical Society, and there are 29,000 incorporated societies who don't want the parent bodies beating up on us.
He meant Rodney, not me.
Head
Rodney's joined
office
it, not me.
Wants to steal our lodge. We're drawing the line in the sand against corporates taking over and double dipping, wiping out free connection to the spirit. You believe in connection to the spirit, being a warrior of light, don't you?
Yes, I like the spiritual side is the most important, because obviously what do you left with material but dust, whereas look at Yanni over there writing to the Queen. There's a lot of spirit in that.
Queenie Council.
Actually, I want to go into the story about my family and the royal family.
Yes.
So the Hirawani, not Hirawini, was the Aorangatira was the right-hand man of King Tawhia. And then the Kingitanga movement came in. But when King Tawhia passed, apparently my great-great-great-grandfather was meant to take the title because he was, like, the wingman.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know, very valuable family history.
Yeah, so we usually have Simon here, and he wants to be a prosecution officer, a chaplain in schools, and a court counsellor, which is what we really want to advocate. And that's why I've been wearing the Red Santa hat, because I want to focus on Red Santa Community Warriors Common Law Practitioner Appeal, because apparently the police over in Taranaki, they have the Blue Santa, and they're dealing with 50,000 violent cases a year. But if we had shared parenting and family mediation and you had to reconcile families, we'd be a lot of... like better off, because that's common law, isn't it? Understanding the family relationship and
the government is already trying to do that. See, it's very hard to get a case into the family court now. You have to go through family mediation first. And if family mediation doesn't work, then you are allowed into the New Zealand family court system.
Right.
And the reason they've done that is because the UN has stated that the family court is not a safe space for women and children.
Yeah. So I advocate for advocacy training, even with the youth, being better parents with our children, and also human rights champions and defenders. I think that is a solution to what's going on in our society and rights and responsibilities, and we need to teach everyone. I would make voting compulsory tomorrow. And as we go into next year's election, we want independent candidates, don't we, Rod?
Well,
with bottom line policies of advocacy, of being there for people, of helping the community.
Would you change your nationality to be an Australian to get the compulsory voting, or would you put it in as legislation here in New Zealand?
Legislation, Jack? Here, we could have a federal system with constitutional monarchy. We could have it tomorrow. Instead of funding cuts destroy hundreds of social services, both government and non-government mental health services are drowned as national health services causing suffering and struggling vulnerable people to suffer worse. The government couldn't care less, cutting $3 billion to ACC sex abuse claims. Yeah, and I witnessed this protest just this week in town, and this was the fire guys, you know. The delay could be deadly. Trucks are breaking down, causing delays in response. So the whole country's on fire, Rod.
Well, the world requires oil, and oil is just liquid coal. And so 1740, we talked about that last week with Jeff, is when the Wesleyans had four people. There's four of us today talking about spiritual matters. So I see there's a lot of positive happenings.
Well, oil, coal is actually crystallised oil.
But here's something with the Nation First. Telling the truth is now a punishable offence in Australia. Saying that every sane person sees with their own eyes has become a crime. Cara Lee Smith, a Christian mother, was fined $95,000 for stating that men aren't women. Speaking truth about biological males in women's sport was labelled vilification. She said, men are not women. What's wrong with identifying of being a male? And who? You know, we're not toxic. I'm an understanding male, aren't I?
So I could be trans and you would accept that?
Yeah, well, I don't make issues about it. I unify with all people. I'm all inclusive, but I don't think we should judge anyone. You know what I mean?
There's males out there, they've still got their genitalia and they think they're a female, so.
Jack, I think that the purpose of DNA is the fission of thorium, and DNA is where we need to focus rather than the binary or the continuum of the binary, which we're talking about now.
Yeah, yeah. So I have this wonderful ritual where you get caught up, you turn around, put your hand on your heart, you're stepping into the new Jerusalem bubble, and I've got, that's why I've got this diamond here. And I remember a minister said to me once that I'd identify with the treasures of darkness and the hordes in secret places. So I want to redeem humanity as a social justice activist, yeah, and work on transforming society. And that's why I have my Rainbow Ribbons program, where we identify with the blue sapphire, Reuben, Dan, celestial man, spiritual counselors. That's my blue color. And you identify with number one on the clock. So if you blink once, spiritual counselors, oracles have delivered the word, listen, reflect, new creation, Reubenites, ruler nobles, lovers with big hearts, the purple amethyst, Benjamin, Paul, celestial man, insightful seers, that's my purple color, new creation, Benjamites embodies a measure of who God is, soaking up God's presence, and divine radiance. Can we all smile as we step into the new Jerusalem bubble with the Lord Jesus Christ? Because I'm looking for a manifestation. What's the point of waiting for Jesus to come on a cloud when he's waiting for us to be come on law presence?
This is the cloud from heaven, Jack. This is the new Jerusalem. Welcome to Zion, everybody.
9 o'clock tomorrow, you can come to the council meeting chambers.
Yeah, and you have to sit there quietly.
Sit there quietly and just see how, if you're treated with dignity.
Oh, yeah, I'm actually going to that tomorrow.
You're 9 o'clock?
Yeah.
I'll be there.
Ever since I had my son, I haven't been joining into things like this, but...
Once a month, Yanni, and in 3 years' time, you can say you've been to every single one of them.
I'm back, baby.
That's right.
So with the application of the New Zealand Bill of Rights to homeless persons and street-involved youth, they have rights... But they have responsibilities. They can't go attacking one another, and people on the road have to be careful that they don't experience road rage and start to jump out of cars and start attacking people with knives. This is horrific. A whole of society is going dark and it being turned upside down. And so the answer is not just right wing has taken over, is it, with a fascist agenda. The answer is... transformation from the bottom up, teaching people about rights and responsibilities, how to take care of one another, how to care for one another and show respect. That is a solution, common law, not just civil law, as what you were saying before, Rod, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. This doesn't work, does it?
Well,
Jeff. Yeah, no, actually, when you said tooth for a tooth then, Jack, that was the... My diagnosis was that with the injuries was being caused by a dental tool left in my tooth 20 years ago by a dentist, and they're all misdiagnosing it as toothache.
You need justice. Yeah.
Oh, it's not so much I need justice. I'm not worrying about, I'm not going to sue anybody. I'm involved with a $1 trillion lawsuit against these drug companies that made the vaccine, so I couldn't care less about the malpractice going on here in the Hamilton.
In your mouth.
Yeah.
So, Jenny, I'm waiting to hear from Steve about what's going to happen there with the Pfizer inquiry. Because are they guilty of a genocide in terms of allowing people to take the vaccine and die? You know,
yeah, so I'll give them a call.
Yeah, I want to know as soon as possible.
Well, yeah. Jack, what about the 6-year thing of the disabled father that had the Supreme Court judgment that came out? That was great. Treated like an employee of the state.
Yeah.
Holiday pay, that sort of stuff. That was a huge thing. Yeah. And that's some civil law for you.
Freedom, justice, equality. And we need our judges to be answerable to the people. We don't need a right-wing republic. We need a constitutional monarchy in this country.
What it is, Jack, is there's no transparency in our legal system.
Yeah, it needs to be transparent,
behind
honest.
Behind closed doors, they're doing whatever Perjury. They want. They're shredding documents, creating new documents. It needs to be transparent. Every single courthouse appearance in this country, public court, needs to be broadcast live on the internet.
Yeah, so you've got freedom of association, freedom of movement with this Bill of Rights, freedom from arbitrary detention or arrest, freedom or right to natural justice. So we have the rights, the people, to streeties. But the thing is, are they in a frame of mind where they can accept it without attacking one another and this sort of thing? We need to re-educate all people in society, don't we?
Lunch at Vinnie's.
Yeah, we talk to a lot of these people, so come along, Jeff. We're meeting at Vinnie's later on.
I can only advise the Anglesey Clinic to stop getting your medical specialists to diagnose and doctors making prescriptions without consultation.
Freedom, this is from the fringes, freedom, justice and equality.
Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.
Register to vote and let's become transformers of society.
Everything I've said today is the truth. Right, bye-bye for another week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.